All right, 7:51 on this Wednesday morning. U.S. Senator Gary Peters has announced a plan to establish a new office of manufacturing. The National Institute of Manufacturing would be called, and he's joining us right now on the phone. Senator Peters, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you joining us. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it came from the idea of a lot of folks, in the industry, folks in academia. I've been working with people at the University of Michigan with their business school and manufacturing institute there. And it is clear that we have not focused on manufacturing the way we should at the federal government level, although there's no shortage of programs. There are 58 different programs related to manufacturing, but they're spread out over 11 agencies. There's no coordination. There's no central voice for that. And if you look at what's been happening to manufacturing in our country against places like South Korea, Japan, and other countries that have a very focused manufacturing strategy, they've been increasing market share while we've been declining in manufacturing and pretty steadily over the years. And we have to change that.
So we do have an Office of Commerce. We've got a Department of Labor. This would be something sort of above and beyond that, though, wouldn't it?
Well, actually, we'll bring those agencies in. So we're not. Okay. I don't want to create an additional bureaucracy. We have no shortage of bureaucracy right now. So this, this National Institute of Manufacturing would basically take those programs that are housed in those 11 different agencies. You mentioned a couple of them, but they're spread out across the 11 of them, and put it under one umbrella group that's simply focused on manufacturing. We'd have a chief manufacturing officer that would speak for manufacturing strategy and policy for the United States, and manufacturing would get the kind of elevation of priority that it, quite frankly, it deserves and must have. You know, I don't believe you can be a great country if you don't actually make products that you can sell around the world. That's in our blood as Michiganders in particular. We're a manufacturing state. It needs to have the same kind of priority that we see with the National Institute of Health and with advanced emerging technologies as well. Those have been getting a focus, and they've been getting, quite frankly, a larger share of the economy, and manufacturing has suffered, and certainly many of our communities that rely on manufacturing are put in the back seat, and that shouldn't happen.
This comes, of course, as trade is a huge focus in Washington right now, with talks to establish the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, as well as perhaps a trade agreement with China. What is your outlook on both those fronts?
Well, certainly we've got to get the deal. We've got to get past the tariffs. The tariffs are having a big impact, but certainly you also have to make sure you're enforcing trade rules. The Chinese have routinely broken rules. They don't play by the rules. You can't have a trade regime based on rules if one country is allowed to violate it. So we need to be tough. We need to be firm. Unfortunately, I think some of these tariffs have been a broad brush. They haven't been as focused. They haven't been strategic as they should be. And so there's been more harm to the American economy than was necessary. So hopefully we can get past it. And you know, that's part of what this Institute of Manufacturing would do, is also look at those kinds of barriers to manufacturing. But look broader. Look at the gaps that we have in training right now. We have to make sure that we're training the next generation of folks that are manufacturing. And manufacturing has changed dramatically over the last few years. And with artificial intelligence, machine learning, different skills are going to be necessary to complement the skills that people already have. We also need to do more R&D to be able to incorporate some of those technologies to increase productivity. And quite frankly, I'm very optimistic we can bring back jobs from Mexico and from China, particularly with new manufacturing techniques that are being developed and can be developed with highly skilled labor. Those are jobs we can keep in the United States, and that's what we have to focus on.
Yeah, it's a new day for sure when it comes to manufacturing. Manufacturing jobs of today are not those of yesterday, but there certainly are a lot of possibilities and a lot of potential. What happens to this proposal now? What happens next in putting together this organization?
Well, I gave a speech before M Foresight, a big manufacturing group, yesterday here in Washington, D.C. Got great response from folks. We now have draft legislation circulating. We're going to get more input. I'm actively recruiting a Republican colleague of mine to join me. I want this to be bipartisan. This should not be a partisan issue. And also I'm reaching across to the House so that we can work together in a bicameral way, both the House and Senate, and both Democrats and Republicans, focusing on manufacturing in this country and how important it is.
Now, we'll be watching it very closely, because this is huge for the state of Michigan. Senator, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you, Paul, as usual.
All right, take care. Bye now.